We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont head football coach Kyle Wilkinson. And Coach, last night you guys were taking on your kind of one of your rivals in Eagle Grove, and the Eagles able to get the best of you last night. Coach, tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, unfortunately it didn't go our way. You know, it was a big game for us coming in. You know, one we had circled on our schedule as a matchup that we could compete in, and you know, again, it didn't go our way. They were a little bit more physical than us. You know, they had some bigger boys that kind of pushed us around. You know, it was a great first quarter. It was kind of back and forth. You know, first quarter ended 16-8. Then unfortunately it got a little ugly from there in regards to the score. You know, we had some positives last night. We had the most yards we've had all season. You know, most first downs. You know, we had some kids that haven't necessarily had a shining moment all year, had some shining moments. You know, a few of our receivers caught some nice long balls and turned it into a touchdown. Unfortunately, we had over 100 yards of offense called back in regards to penalties. So those mental errors cost us a little bit. You know, Eagle Grove was a little banged up. We had a nice game plan for them, and unfortunately, it just didn't work out for us. They came out, and their fullback, both their fullbacks, their rotation there, 22 and 18, kind of ran all over us, and their line walled everything off, and we didn't have anybody step up and fill holes. So that was the name of the game last night, and it like I said, they earned that playoff spot, and we got to go back to the drawing board.
Coach, let's talk about your offense. As you mentioned, it was 16-8 in the first quarter, and your offense able to find the end zone there and get to the 8 points. So, Coach, what went right?
You know, we had a couple nice passes that just literally bounced our way. You know, our quarterback threw it up in the air. Our receiver made a nice adjustment and made a nice spin move off the defender and was able to go the next 40 yards into the end zone. Then we came back and threw the same pass, and our quarterback underthrew it a little bit. It bounced off an Eagle Grove player's helmet and right into our player's hands. And if he was a little quicker, he would have had a touchdown as well, but got dragged down to the 5. And then, unfortunately, some penalties cost us some field advantage there. We also brought our senior guard that starts on the line. He's been a 2-year starter for us. We put him in the backfield last night, changed his number, and let him run hard. And he gained quite a few yards for us, too. It was a little bit of a switch-up that we've been working on. And turns out he can throw the ball a little, too. So we, you know, we're up for trying out anything at this point. And it worked out for us a little bit. I know the score doesn't show it, but we had some extra kids step up last night and got a new freshman on the O-line. And you know, I'm sure the game moved a little quick for him, but he didn't hurt us in any way, shape, or form.
Coach, it's got to be a little bit nice for you. Obviously, you don't want to see the penalties. You don't want to see the mistakes. But penalties is something that that's probably correctable as the coaching staff. So you gotta you know, maybe positive there as well, as you know that, you know, just clean up the penalties and boom, we got some good offensive yardage coming.
You bet. You know, you preach the small victories, and before coming into last night's game, I think we only averaged 3 penalties, and that's been. And that's been a positive note all year. We've been disciplined in regards to that factor. Last night, I think we doubled it up with 6 or 7 penalties and unfortunately some costly ones. But again, yeah, that's something to learn from. You know, the film doesn't lie, and we can go back to the board there and get disciplined for next week and bring those penalties back down.
And, Coach, with that, you guys will stay at home for your final regular season game of the year as you guys will take on South Central Calhoun. And, Coach, what are you expecting out of the Titans?
Oh, you know, they're a great coach team. They always come prepared year in, year out. You know, they're a great running team. This year they've got one of the leading receivers in the district, so that's a little bit of a change-up for them. You know, I know they're having a down year as well. They lost a lot of great seniors last year. But Coach Case will have them ready, and you know, we'll have to change up our game plan and hopefully put our best guys on their best guys, and hopefully come out and compete next Friday.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us here, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday, hopefully after a Bronco victory.
Thanks for having me, sir.
That was Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson.